This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Sometimes. Are they sad? Sometimes. Are they important? Sometimes. Are they a waste of time? Sometimes.
Those are the best times.
The best times are the times you waste frittering away your time. My mother used to say to me, "What are you doing? Wasting your time playing with those cows?" Well, I'm still doing that. My mother's not around to supervise. And so there was once a cow named Wanda. The fish named Wanda.
That's right.
My mother's name was Wanda. So for whatever the reason, been on my mind a lot in the last 4 or 5
because
days.
Because you know why?
Why?
We had a caller named Wanda.
Oh, that's right.
A few days ago.
Yes,
remember?
Yes, we did. Yeah. Congratulations to the San Francisco Giants. Boo. Tooking.
That's about right. They took the Royals.
One took over the line. Game one, history. World Series 7-1 win over Kansas City. Boo for the Giants. Boo, boo, boo. Okay, so who watched the game?
I did not.
Okay.
I was busy.
Michael, you didn't watch the game?
No, I was in bed.
Ah, okay.
See, nobody cares.
All right. So we have Ken Kessler's monitoring social media. I'm guessing with that response, there's probably not too much cooking on social media about the game. But maybe there are comments about the song, the Royals song. There was a song that Lourdes, who is Madonna's daughter.
Lourdes is her name.
Lourdes? I thought it was Lourdes.
No.
This is Madonna's daughter, though, right?
Oh.
No, it's not? Oh, okay.
No.
It's just somebody named Lourdes. It looks like Madonna.
This is a little, she's actually a young girl, Lourdes. She's like, what, is she 17 or 18, Ken?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so she recorded a song or has a pop song. This is the song.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
It was popular. It was not made for the Kansas City Royals, however.
No, but it was being used there. But the radio station owners in San Francisco banned this song with that lyric line. So some clever radio station decided to play the song but change the lyrics. Listen.
You've never seen baseball played like this. I cut my teeth on Willie Mays and McCovey. You can't mess with our success. It's a dynasty. Ring number 3. Because every game is like crazy. And the panic or fences. Finding all the gaps and swinging for the fences. We don't care. The ball's flying through the air. And every game is like Blanco, Crawford, Morser, Ishikawa. Never know just who'll supply the power. We don't care. We snatch wins out of thin air. And now we're gonna beat the Royals. There's no way to stop us.
All right, so get the gist of this.
Yes, it makes my skin crawl because I don't like the Giants.
I don't know that many in the American League, especially American League fans, like the Giants at all. There's something about them. So is there... There are two. There's a football giant, right? New York football giants.
New York, yes.
And then the baseball giants.
Yes.
And the New York football giants are fairly popular, are they not?
They're okay. I mean, they're not having a great year, but they're okay.
No, but I mean, in terms of popularity.
Yeah, Eli Manning is the quarterback, so I think people like the Manning boys.
I remember when I was working at a station, and I want to say it was in Worcester, back when I was a kid, there was the New York football giants had, as most of the teams do, they have a network of stations to carry the program. But I was amazed that there was interest, national interest, in the Giants. And they had their games available for, I think, Mutual, the old Mutual Network, carried the Giants football games. It was a big deal. Anyway.
That's interesting, because I don't see them as that powerhouse now. It was the Dallas Cowboys. They were America's team.
Mm-hmm.
But now, a new study just came out, Dougie, that says the Broncos, woo-hoo-hoo, are America's team.
Really? That's because the people who responded were all high. It gives the...
Well,
the,
that's just rude.
Why? People in the Mile High City are high for a number of reasons.
That's just rude.
Oh, get over it, will you please? Jennifer Horn.
Love the Broncos.
Ken Kessler.
High.
Michael at the controls in our studio in Washington with a review of what's going on here. The United States of America, your country, my country, has announced, I didn't announce this, Kenny didn't announce it, Jennifer didn't, as citizens of the country, we did not announce this.
Did the country announce it?
Our governmental leaders, and I put leaders in quotation marks, suggest that it would be a pretty good idea to tighten the screening for possible Ebola patients at our airports. So you'll remember the big hoopla last week when it was declared that whoever's coming into JFK or Newark or Washington Dulles or Chicago or Dallas.
Atlanta. It wasn't Dallas. It was Atlanta. Those are the big five, yes.
Well, Dallas is just because American has a hub there. There are plenty of European flights to come into Dallas. Anyway, so you can, there were 94% supposedly of all the people that might come into the country from those other countries would go through those airports. Well, now the regulation is that this is startling news, breaking news,
it's
important
startling
news. Yes, the United States says if you want to come to our country from any of those countries, you have to come through one of those airports and be screened. You cannot get into our country any other way except by flying to Mexico City,
right,
and coming
and
across the forest border. Yeah,
no problem.
Exactly. There's to a point, yeah, this makes sense, but it's so foolish. Not that you could stop if people wanted to come across the border of Mexico. You're not going to stop that no matter what. But we're back to scratching our heads, all of us who have common sense, wondering why we just don't shut down, the international community shuts down those countries until the Ebola situation is taken care of. Now, the Red Cross says, or an official speaking for the Red Cross says, he, for one, I'm not sure I said he was speaking for the Red Cross. I don't know that that's the case. He said that he is confident, he's a doctor, that Ebola will be contained within the next 4 to 6 months. That's good to hear, isn't it? That would be considered good news.
Great news.
Sure. Okay. So take it for what it's worth. More good news. Jeffrey Fowle, F-O-W-L-E. You know who he was? Is?
Remind me.
He was arrested 6 months ago on charges of leaving a Bible in a nightclub in North Korea.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Hanging offense. Yesterday, apparently, the North Koreans got religion. And freed Mr. Fowle. So he's now a free man, and his family is so excited. Have him come home.
Did he call Fowle?
Leaving a Bible.
That was such a fake laugh.
Leaving a Bible in a nightclub. Can you imagine living in a society like
that? That's a problem. I know.
You leave a Bible in the nightclub and you get arrested. And you stay in jail rotting for 6 months. That's the kind of society that exists not only in North Korea, but, you know, it's illegal in most of the Muslim countries to leave any paraphernalia around that has anything to do with, not in many of them, but in some of the hardcore Muslim countries. And, you know, if ISIS, those guys had their way, and all the other lunatic fringe members of that religion that give the rest of the religion a pretty bad name, that's an off with your head sort of deal. Bring a Bible around and you're in line for the next beheading with ISIS anyway. So I bring these up because these sorts of stories, because I want us to appreciate, even though the way our country handles itself many times sucks in terms of how we internally manage ourselves and even how we present ourselves overseas, we still don't have, I mean, there are plenty of people who are prejudiced. There are plenty of people who don't like the president because he's black. There are plenty of people who don't like Jews because they don't read the Bible. There are plenty of people who don't like this person or that person for whatever the reason. We know there's plenty of that here, plenty enough to go around. But when it comes to things like this, I think we still find ourselves happy that we live here rather than North Korea, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's take a vote. All those who would rather live in America than North Korea, raise your hands.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, so okay. The ayes have it. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Got bags and puffiness under your eyes today, Jennifer?
Yes.
Kenny, you got any bags, puffiness under your eyes today?
I don't think so.
No. Well, then he's a good boy. Jennifer's a bad boy. No, Jennifer's a bad boy.
Jennifer, not a bad boy.
It's not good or bad in terms of how...
I'm just a tired boy.
Yes, tired. You have bags and puffiness under your eyes for any number of reasons. You're not getting enough sleep. It could be my story. It could be Jennifer's story. I'm fortunate, though. I've been using my eyes a little black and dark last few days, but thanks to Genucel, I have gotten rid of most of the lines around my eyes. Never had much of a problem with puffiness in bags. Jennifer, I don't see you. Every time I see you, your face looks perfect.
It's called makeup.
Oh, I see. That's it. There you go. Aha! Well, if you would like to...
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. You deserve it. Bags and puffiness under your eyes a problem for you? Call this number, 800-543-9262. You're new to the program. You haven't heard me talk before about Genucel. So I will explain quickly. This is a natural... I always rub my fingers together because when I first touched it, it didn't feel greasy or oily. It wasn't like water. It was just something very unique. Put that on your eyes and around your eyes, and it draws the water out, which is really what the cause of bags and puffiness is, the water that collects in those little pockets. So you get rid of them, smooths out the lines, very cool stuff, Genucel. Men and women are using it all around the country with great results. 800-543-9262. Order Genucel right now, and you'll get a jar of the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment for the rest of your face. Comes free with your order. Genucel is the product. The number is 800-543-9262 to get it direct from the manufacturer instead of going to the counter at the store and having to pay a lot of money for it. Buy it now at 800-543-9262.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you died today, would your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
10, 9, 8.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day. Good day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Take my hand, Jennifer.
Let me get it.
There it is.
Don't slam me.
That's a oil on it from fixing one of the tractors yesterday. This is Blue Oyster Cult. And first, as we sort of warm up for the Halloween season of what typically is considered by other music radio stations as a Halloween song, because it's called Don't Fear the Reaper. Crank it up, Michael. This is great. It's late 70s, Kenny, right? Early? No, I was still a jock, so it's the 70s. This song was big.
I tell you like a friend, just because they tell me not to fear him,
yeah.
I still might.
Fear, horrible, horrible, horrible. And we all have it.
The Reaper and Ebola.
Don't fear. That's maybe.
Summer of 1976.
76. Romeo and Juliet. Come on, Michael, crank it up. It's good lyric. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 26 after the hour. Time for some fun from the late night circuit. Conan O'Brien first, and then Craig Ferguson.
This was a funny thing that happened. The president was back home in Chicago to vote early yesterday. Something funny happened at the polling station. While President Obama was standing next to a woman, a man shouted out, "Hey, Mr. President, stay away from my girlfriend." Yeah. He didn't say this because Obama was flirting with her, but because his girlfriend is a Democrat running for re-election.
If San Francisco wins the World Series, you can expect a big parade. If San Francisco loses the World Series, you can expect a big parade. Actually, if you ever go to San Francisco, you can expect a big parade.
All right, so I was thinking as I listened to Conan O'Brien joke about the president and how unpopular he is, the Clintons, both Bill and Hillary, together and separately, are really blanketing
the country. They started a couple of weeks ago going around to places where Democrats need some help in areas where the president is so unpopular that most any Democrat running is going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So as I think about Bill Clinton, I wondered what he and his wife were talking about when Monica Lewinsky went public in an article the other day about being in love with Bill Clinton. Matter of fact, we have an excerpt from Wendy Williams' talk program yesterday as she addresses Monica's latest comments.
You won't believe that thing about Monica Lewinsky. Have you heard this already? That she was in love with him. Well, duh! When you're 22 and you're, you know, making whoopee with the president, she confessed her love about him. Maybe she never told him. Anyway, she was giving a speech, you all. She was giving a speech for Forbes, and she was saying that, yes, she was in love with him. I don't think at 22 she was in love with him. I think that was less the infatuation because you're on your knees for the president under his desk. Well, that is what happened, right? And I don't think that he said, I love you, to get her to do that. You know, when you're the president, you don't have to, there's certain guys, they don't have to tell you that you love them before your clothes just drop off. And I guess for her, that was the president. And I don't feel sorry for Monica Lewinsky because I think at 22 years old, a young lady knows what she's doing. I know at 22, I knew what I was doing. I was smart at 22. I had to be. When you come from working class, you really have to get smart quick because there's nobody to catch you when you fall. So I don't feel sorry for this Lewinsky because at 22, she knew what she was doing.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
I feel a little sorry for her.
Yep, I do too. Yep,
her life was ruined.
Not even. I don't.
Her life was ruined for 20 years.
She knew what she was doing.
Okay. Oh, my God.
28. Well, see, here we go. 28 after the hour. Good day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, who's never boring and dull.
Thank you.
Ken Kessler, who's normally not boring and dull. And Michael Fortier, who's usually boring and dull. All of us here together to present to you.
Is that the doorbell? Hold on.
I think somebody's at the door.
Avon, no, I don't want any Avon. No Amway. No.
What was it? That was the... What was this thing from some TV show we were talking about last week? And I wasn't
Clarabelle?
Clarabelle, yes, but it was something else that we were talking about.
Oh, you're talking about using Tootie.
Tootie, that's
that was Monday, yes.
That was Monday? Okay. Tootie, good.
Yeah, remember on Home Shopping Network?
That was it, yes. That's it.
They'd say, I want to use Tootie. And then they'd, you know, for whatever that got you, they would just beep the horn at you.
Speaking of Tooties... See if you can connect the dots here, ladies and gentlemen, please.
I'm scared.
President Obama is not popular. This is not a political program.
Just use Tootie on that.
You kind of need, you don't need to have a lot of intelligence to figure out where most of us come from on this, even those of us who voted for and I'm saying us, not including me, but there are a lot of reasons to have some fun with President Obama's popularity rating, and Conan O'Brien pointed that out.
This is a funny thing that happened. The president was back home in Chicago to vote early yesterday. Something funny happened at the polling station. While President Obama was standing next to a woman, a man shouted out, "Hey, Mr. President, stay away from my girlfriend." Yeah. He didn't say this because Obama was flirting with her, but because his girlfriend is a Democrat running for re-election.
All right. Speaking of presidents who are flirts, Bill Clinton in the news today, and so is Hillary, but not to the point, not to the extent, not the way Bill Clinton is. He has been on the road for the last 14 days straight. Mrs. Clinton has joined him on a number of occasions. He's out as if he were making...
You know he loves all this.
He loves it. Of course he does. And the speculation is rampant about whether Hillary will run or not. So she's around. Yeah, I know.
Speculation.
But there is such an interesting energy that follows this guy. They've been attending together and separately fundraisers, get out the vote rallies, long roster of Democratic candidates who all, to a person, want nothing to do with Barack Obama. And these
are... They love Bill Clinton.
They love him. Arkansas, Louisiana, North Carolina, Colorado, in the last 4 or 5 days over the weekend, the Clintons were out helping Democrats who need some big name help because, especially in these states, the public just despises Obama. And anybody with a D behind their name stands about as much chance as a frog, and maybe the jumping frog in Calabasas County would do better than a Democrat. Former president said, quote, "I feel like an old racehorse in a stable. People just take me out, put me on the track, and slap me on the butt."
Like an intern for Bill Clinton.
To see if I can run around one more time. And I've read a lot of that sort of reference to his being on the road. I find him, even though, you know, morally we all know that he has leaves much to be desired. I never voted for the guy, but I find him such an interesting character. And in many ways, a lot like Ronald Reagan, and people go, "Bleh! You just say that?" "Bleh!" Yes, because he made us feel good, for the most part, about being Americans. Didn't feel good necessarily about him being president, but... He took all the Republican, he's very smart, still is, took all the Republican ideas, made them his own.
Right.
Something Obama's not smart enough to do because his ego is beyond.
Well, that's the thing that anybody can agree with about Bill Clinton. He stepped right across the aisle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can say what you will about the guy, but he tried to make it work. And
he's doing a television ad, Jennifer, for Allison Lundergan Grimes in Kentucky, where Obama is so unpopular that Ms. Grimes doesn't tell anybody whether she voted for him or not.
Yeah, that's just stupid, by the way. That makes her look really bad.
Right, yeah. Anyway.
Everybody knows who she voted for.
Well, you would think if you'd say, "Oh, I'm not going to tell you who I voted for," of course you know. But the interesting thing is that Hillary has become as good a fundraiser as Bill is. Let's see, here's Representative Steve Israel of New York, who heads the House Democrat campaign finance arm, saying there is not a single competitive district in the country where both of them don't do well. Not one. So even though it's clear the Republicans will pick up seats in the House and they will win control of the Senate, that pretty much is a fait accompli, still, it won't be as bad for the Democrats because of the Clintons. I just find it interesting. They raised, this weekend, Hillary hauled in $3.5 million in California for the committees of House and Senate Democrats. $2.1 million at a Hollywood event with Jeffrey Katzenberg, Steven Spielberg. They always bring them out when they want to raise money. They put the Clintons together with those guys.
I didn't think that sounded like that much money for the crowd that was at that fundraiser.
How many
it was
were
like
there?
Everybody. I mean, everybody in Hollywood and
really?
Cameron Diaz and Eva Longoria, and they made $2.1 million. I mean, if you just shook those people upside down, you get more money out of them, I think. Right?
I don't know.
Spielberg and Katzenberg alone. Come on.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know because I try to, even though you look at these numbers and the obscenity of the way campaigns are run now and how much money people are throwing into them, you know that the essence of where we are, dollar and cent, $4 billion was spent on the presidential campaign or during the last presidential election, not for the presidential candidates, but you know, for people running for the House and the Senate. But most of it was spent by the presidential candidates and PACs, that kind of stuff.
stuff.
We need to reform that, I think.
Of course we do.
Think about what that money could do with the positive spin.
You know, the people who are running radio stations that carry a lot of political talk are drooling because of the money that has been spent and will be spent in the next couple of weeks. The radio and television, too, running lots and lots and lots and lots of ads, most of them preposterous, most of them not believable, most of them full of innuendo, and I'm going to suggest there's a lot of, if they aren't lies, they're pretty close to it. Things that are inferred by pictures, it's sickening to look at some of this stuff. And then you look at them and you think, okay, how is this working to convince people to change their mind? Most of them are so negative, and they're about the other. Gene Shaheen's running in New Hampshire as a senator there's a strong challenge from somebody, I can't remember who it is, but Scott Brown. What the hell is the matter with me? Yes, you're right. It's Scott Brown, who was the Massachusetts senator who always had a house in New Hampshire next to, he has a house next to Mitt Romney. And so anyway, he's running as a candidate, and I think he's probably going to win. Be tight. But she's, you know, the ads that are running are just so putrid. And they aren't about her and what she's done. They're attacks on Scott Brown. How does that serve anybody? You can't tout your own record, so you attack the other guy? How does that put a positive spin? Even if I didn't know anything about the political realities of either of those two, and I saw the ads that she was running, I'd vote for the other guy. Even if I didn't know who he was. Just because those ads are so damnable. They are so negative, and you see that all across the country. And these consultants like Carville say, this is what works. So what is there about your mind, if you're influenced by these sorts of ads, that makes this negativity ring a bell with you?
Well, you know what? I'll try to answer that. I'll use Tootie.
Tootie, yeah, okay, go ahead.
You know, I think that people will not be, there's no cause to make change if you're happy with the status quo. So these people go in and dig at the most negative stuff that they can find. And I think that's because on a basic level, we don't tend to make changes unless there's something wrong.
No, we don't. You're right.
Yeah. So, you know, that would be my crack guess at why negative
opinion
works.
I think that most people don't care about politics, don't follow it, because we're in this business, we see so much of it. I think most people go into the voting booth and they don't know, and they look at the names and I don't know who either of these people are, but it seems like I heard something really bad about that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'll vote for the other one.
There you go, the psychology of it. There it is. Yep, it's too bad because this whole country rests on, I mean, that's how Obama won, just because he capitalized on...
You don't like what we had now?
Name recognition.
Hope and change. That's all he needed to say.
And using social media to get to younger voters, because the older voters saw through his baloney, but the younger people didn't, so thus he wins. And there's a lot of money involved in all of these campaigns. It's pretty disgusting. Speaking of... politics, presidents, etc. This is the anniversary, October 1962. Some of you were alive, just barely, maybe a baby, a year or two old. President Kennedy informed the world on this date, 1962, that the Soviet Union was building secret missile bases in Cuba, and that he had ordered a naval quarantine, which translated into a blockade, of the island of Cuba. He demanded that Premier Khrushchev remove all the missiles and their bases. Do you remember that? Those of you who are alive, the October 1962 confrontation, a lot of people thought it was going to lead to nuclear war. I was a sophomore in high school, and I remember listening to all of this stuff and thinking it was going to be the end. And we all watched and listened and thought everything in the world, everything came to balance on Kennedy's shoulders. And he showed that he had the stuff. He had the right stuff. And he didn't blink, but Khrushchev did. So at the last moment, the ships bringing those missiles to Cuba were turned around.
A game of chicken.
Yep. Who blinks first? And it was at that time, I came from a family of Republicans, so usually, most of the time, you are as your parents are. You vote, you do that, Jennifer. Well, no, you don't.
No, I don't, actually.
Well, there's a split between your mother and your
father.
There
is a split. And yeah. I've had it, you know, I've actually kind of gone through all of that side. I mean, I used to think Democrat was the way to go in high school.
Really? All right, Kenny, what about you? Your parents both Democrats, Republicans? What were they?
No, they like to cancel out each other's vote.
So, which you went down one side and up the other, then probably, in a sense. So, yeah, I think we all, I was influenced by that to a point. I remember thinking Nixon was great, and I thought that it was awful. I think I learned in history, pretty close to that sophomore year, I knew that, Kennedy's old man had stolen the election in Chicago, and knew that Nixon knew it and decided not to challenge it because he said it would have destroyed the country, which was to his credit. As many people who want to say as many bad things about Nixon as people do, I mean, he certainly was scurrilous when it came to the final days of his presidency. Mind me, Jennifer, to take you or to go with you. I want to go to the Nixon. I haven't gone to the Nixon Library.
I've never been, actually.
Anyway, let's go. I have not.
Fun.
Yeah, it would
I
be
like
good.
That.
It's close in Whittier sometime this winter. Anyway, so Nixon, and he made this most. Nixon didn't listen much to counselors. Nixon served as his own counsel. If you listen to any of the tapes, there are, you know, all this jillions of hours worth of tapes from the Nixon administration. He pretty much took his own counsel. And as a result, when he decided that he was not going to challenge, even though it was clear, and pretty much people knew it at the time, that there were so many voting irregularities in Chicago that you could call the election, and that if, in fact, you really did the research, you would find that Nixon won and there, and therefore would have carried Illinois, and therefore would have won. But he didn't want to upset the country, so he let it go. And I often wonder what Nixon would have done in the same circumstance that Kennedy was. There was about 20 years, I think. Wasn't there an age difference between the two of them? Kennedy was in his early... No, he was not that. Maybe 10 or 12 years. Nixon was in his 50s and Kennedy was in his early 40s. He was only 42 when he was president.
So young.
Yeah. But he had he listened to the people who were close to him. He had some pretty good advisors around him. And did the right thing, but it was good. That day and that moment in history was handled well by him and through his leadership. But it just again, I think about it from time to time. Stuff the what ifs, and then I think, okay, the past is the past. Forget about it. Let's be in the present and do as much as we can to change the theater of operations in Washington when the election takes place in a couple of weeks, 12 before the hour on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
I have a book, Fish Oil, The Natural Anti-Inflammatory, written by Joseph Maroon, who did a lot of the research to come up with the most effective anti-inflammatory ever, Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It has the highest rated omega-3s. It is the best for joint pain, high cholesterol, your heart, everything. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors at Yale. It is 100% pure, 15 times better than krill oil. Just wonderful. These folks assure that you will love the product. They want you to try the first month free. Call 800-316-7918. That's to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3. Pay a couple of bucks in shipping and handling, and you get it, you try it, you'll feel the difference. 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Words of wisdom today. All things are possible. 51 after the hour.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Wow, that's cool.
I like it.
Genteel way of getting into the mood of Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to assess some new things in technology and to talk about some of the people. I have some interesting things may surprise you about Steve Jobs and what he did and didn't let his children do. First, though, Shelley Palmer is here to report today. Actually, he wants to talk with you about Amazon's grocery delivery business called Amazon Fresh.
I've used it, and I love it.
Really?
Yep.
You go online, buy the food. Is there anything Amazon isn't into?
It's great. It's so easy. Yeah.
I still wonder, though, why they opened a store. Well, that seems to be the antithesis of what they're all about. Anyway, Amazon Fresh explained next here on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
With a Sam's Club.
Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon Fresh, the company's grocery delivery business, has been operating in Seattle and parts of California, but is now open to shop in Brooklyn. Park Slope, Amazon's first shop in Brooklyn before expanding to other neighborhoods, is the perfect place to start. Predominantly populated with young professional families, the area is likely to have a large number of Amazon customers. Customers in Park Slope can get Amazon Fresh's same-day delivery on all orders placed before 10 a.m. While its focus is groceries, Amazon Fresh isn't exclusively a food delivery service. Other items, including electronics and toys, are also available for same-day delivery. Any Amazon Prime members in Park Slope will be able to try out Amazon Fresh for free for the rest of the year without having to pay any additional fees. Starting in 2015, however, those customers will have to upgrade to the $299 Prime Fresh program to keep using the service. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today. And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
Hey neighbor, did you know LED bulbs save energy and can last for over 20 years? It's true. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to stock up and save on the best bulbs for the best price. Get dimmable LED 65-watt equivalent reflector bulb 2-packs by Fight for just $19.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. So you can save today and tomorrow. Now through October 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Okay, so I mentioned the fact that there was a surprise when I caught the overview of Steve Jobs and his children and their connection to technology. Steve Jobs, creator of Apple. You might think that he would have had children that were so tech savvy that they couldn't put their devices down. That is not the case. He and his wife limited the amount of screen time their children were allowed every day. In fact, a lot of tech execs limit their children's screen time. What do they know that makes them act with such certainty when many of us give in to the whims of students? iPad. Here's what they do. Maybe this is something to think about. I'm talking about the Silicon Valley tech execs. There was an overview of a survey done. They strictly limit screen time, strictly ban the use of digital devices on school nights for their children in general. No screens in the bedroom under any circumstances. Define that which you will allow children to do when they are allowed screen time. Put in place what they called analog time for weekends, where children can interact with parents, each other, and have time for themselves. How about that? What do you think
like
of that?
Actually.
Huh? Yeah, I think that's a screens. There really needs to be some focus on that by most parents. 59 after on.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. gallon. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.